This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Derek Stahl with this ABC 10 News update. The County Sheriff's Department is investigating a homicide inside a gated community. Now, we are still early on in this investigation, but the department did confirm they found two people dead inside a home in Valley Center overnight. Deputies were responding to reports of a shooting. One person is being detained for questioning. At this point, no other details have been released. Local leaders are vowing to defend the right to reproductive health care following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. There have been several protests over the weekend. U.S. Representative Sarah Jacobs, Mayor Todd Gloria, State Senate Leader Tony Atkins, and County Supervisors Nora Vargas and Tara Lawson Reamer say they are expanding access to abortion care both regionally and statewide. After 18 months of back and forth, the San Diego City Council is ready to vote on a settlement on the asbestos-filled building over at 101 Ash Street. In this settlement, the developer behind the deal would owe the city $7.4 million. However, the city would have to spend $132 million to buy out the leases and take ownership of the building. Let's check weather now. We've got another hot one on tap. Here's Vanessa Paz.
Right. For the most part, we're starting off pretty nice, especially for the inland valleys. But fog is going to be a major issue this morning for the coastline. Meanwhile, the afternoon heat's going to be the big problem. So let's go ahead and see what's happening. As far as heat advisory goes, that is in effect for the inland valleys until 8 o'clock this evening. We're talking about temperatures that could hover near that century degree mark, especially for spots like Ramona, where I'm forecasting a high of 97 this afternoon. Meanwhile, coastal areas will be comparable to yesterday afternoon. We'll top out close to 80, have some patchy clouds, which will mix out this afternoon, but they'll build back in looking ahead to this evening. Close to 90 degrees with plenty of sunshine in the mountains and close to 110 in the desert areas. And speaking of the desert, that's where we have a possibility for dry lightning this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon. The heat's intensity peaks today and tomorrow, and then we gradually cool down looking to the latter part of your work week. And then we have a pretty nice 4th of July weekend in store. Derek.
All right, Vanessa, and for the latest news, weather, and traffic, head on over to 10news.com, or you can download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Derek Stahl.